Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name's Mike Campbell, and this is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day.
She looks better than a government check.
Thank you, honey, so much.
All right. Well, we're so glad to be back with you this week. And this week, we're starting a new topic called Embracing Hope. Hope is something that's quite essential to the Christian faith.
It is. It's really foundational in the whole idea of Christianity. We're going to talk about what we're hoping for, what is the great hope and what is the glorious hope that we're standing up for and believing for and standing firm and those kind of things. So we're going to talk about that this week.
That's right. It's always fun. Let's see here.
It's always fun to start a new topic. You know, we've been throwing around ideas and pulling up scriptures the last little bit to prepare for this. And it's always a good study to start another topic and decide how we want to pinpoint, you know. So our scripture we want to talk about all through the week as we go through our focus scripture is Romans 15:13, where it says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Abound in hope.
Now notice that he is the God of hope. Mm-hmm. Now, ladies and gentlemen, hope is something that you want to happen. It's a sense of expectation that it might take place. So it's a future event. Now keep this in mind. We're not going to get into this
today
real heavy, but keep in mind that faith, the definition of faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is a now thing where hope is a future event. Mm-hmm. See, we're believing for the return of Christ. That's a future. Our hope is in that his return is imminent. It's coming. We believe it. And so we have a hope for it. And notice that God is the God of hope. I mean, how significant is it?
And it says, "Let the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing," in having that hope of his return, of having that faith in who he is, the God of hope, and that you basically need to allow him to fill you with joy and peace in the believing.
That's right. I mean, this is so, so crucial. He's the God of hope and he fills you with joy and peace. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have hope, you have joy and peace working on the inside. Mm-hmm. Now, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, as is peace. It's a fruit that God produces in us. And so no one should be able to steal our joy because we have a hope of the return of Christ. Israel lost hope. And we'll look at some scriptures in that. But they lost hope of the Messiah. They lost sight of it. And then when Jesus came, they didn't even recognize the day of his visitation.
Right.
So we need to have an expectation that is filled by joy, mm-hmm. but it is also filling us with peace. In other words, we know it's going to happen. All right.
Because it does give us a peace. It gives us a peace that even though, you know, things may not be going perfectly in your life or whatever, we do have a peace in our heart that we have the hope of his return. We have the hope of his glorious return, those kind of things. It also says here, you know, let God or may God fill you, may the God of hope fill you, that you may abound in hope.
Oh, that's good.
And I like this. In the NLT, it says it this way, then you will overflow with confident hope. So you overflow, you have an overabundance, you know, abound is to be an overabundance, actually. It's to have more than enough. And it says to have more than enough or overflow with confident hope.
Yes.
There's a confident, steadfast hope in Christ that we know where we're going one day. I mean, do you have that confident hope of where you will be one day? And that's a hope that I stand true,
that's right.
I stand firm in. Mike stands firm in. When my mother passed, I had a confident hope that I will see her again in heaven. And that is one of the major hopes that we're talking about as a Christian is that we have this hope that we will see our loved ones again. We will be in the presence of our Heavenly Father, but that we will also see our loved ones again.
So touching on what she just said, do you have hope? You know, we have hope because we're in Christ. Listen to this. Therefore, remember, this is Ephesians 2, 11 and 12.
Okay.
Remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands. In other words, we're called unsaved by those that are saved. Listen, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens, being a non-participant of the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Mm. Now listen to that. Then it goes on to say, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. In other words, we all were in the world without God, without hope. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son, you are in the world without hope. Your only hope will end the day you draw your last breath. And that's the thing we try as ministers of the gospel, as disciples of Jesus, as lovers of the Father, to get people to see that you have a need in your life. And that need is filtered on hope. All right.
We want to offer hope. Yeah. We want to offer hope to all who feel hopeless. Hope is the very foundation of our Christianity, is that we have this hope, and we are confident in this hope that we will see our Savior, that we will have eternal life.
That's right.
With our Savior. And we offer this. God offers this to anybody. He gave up his Son so that we could have this hope. And so it is offered to anyone who wants to respond. If you feel hopeless, if you feel like you've got nothing going for you, if you feel like you don't have a future, God has a purpose and a plan for each one of you, each one of us. And that gives us a hope. We know that we will see our Christ again.
That's right. And you want to abound in that kind of hope. And, you know, that's an amazing thing, because, ladies and gentlemen, that word abound means to exist in abundance, with the implication of being considerably more than what would be normal. Now think about that. All right. And it means to exist in a large quantity. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of hope you and I want to have. And it's only found in the God of hope. God, listen, from the very moment in Genesis, When Adam failed and he sinned, when God put him outside the garden, or right before he put him out of the garden, he gave him hope. How did he do it? He created for them a covering with animal skins. Blood was shed, which was a hope. And he immediately went into redemptive mode so that he could redeem the crown of his creation. And he made a promise. He said the woman's seed would bruise or would crush the head of the serpent, and the serpent would only bruise his heel. Think about that for a minute. There was redemption right there. God immediately was handing out hope to Adam that there would be a future. And let's end this show in Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh, yeah.
I think you have that one on there. But God was giving hope to Adam. And I mean, throughout the scriptures, he kept telling them of the Messiah that would come. Mm-hmm. And then you got it there. Go ahead.
It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope."
Wow. God has wanted to give us a hope from day one. And people are down on God. I don't understand it. He's the only one who can give you hope, because he is the God of hope. But he's made a promise to redeem you, and he's brought that promise to pass through Jesus Christ. When he died, he lived, he died, he was buried, rose on the third day, ascended into heaven, poured his blood on the mercy seat and sat down at the right hand of the Father. Redemption was done. Now, when we confess our sins and we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our hope is restored. And now we're looking for the second coming. We'll pick this up tomorrow, but we're looking for the second coming of Christ.
Yes, we are.
Which is a future hope that God has promised to each and every one of us. Wow. This is going to get exciting.
That's right. You got pumped up.
I did. I get excited because, ladies and gentlemen, I have hope. If you don't have hope, receive Jesus today. Share this broadcast with everybody you can. They need hope, and Jesus is the hope of the world. God sent Jesus to bring hope to all of humanity so that we could be with him, live with him, we could obey him, and have an eternal salvation with him.
Amen.
Man, it doesn't get any better than
that. That's right.
Praise God. Well, Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. If they're not born again, I pray they receive Jesus and ask him into their heart. And Father, for those that are born again, thank you that our hope is renewed because you are the very God of hope. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow buttons right down here so that your family and friends can get connected to Mike Campbell Ministries, PM in the AM, a daily word of encouragement that we like to bring to you Monday through Friday on this PM in the AM.
All right. Hey, listen, we love you. God bless you. Thanks for being with us today. Be sure and join us again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, for more of Embracing Hope on PM in the AM.
God bless.